This weekend marks our 17th and our last Sunday here worshiping at Kennett High School. It's been 17 weeks now since we've been inside our St. Patrick Church, 17 weeks without hearing an organ, 17 weeks without navigating parking on Meredith Street or our small lot, 17 weeks since kneeling down or sitting in familiar seats. Almost a third of our year has been spent here. And how grateful I am today in remembering in the masses I say at this altar, the good people of Kennett High School. I don't know what we would have done. Despite those many weeks, I trust that next week there's no need for seat assignments or direction. I trust you'll find your way. The Blessed Mother people, the St. Joseph people, the front row people, the back row people. You kind of are sitting there anyway, even without St. Joseph being here. You might have to navigate the extra traffic, no doubt, with Mushroom Weekend. But again, I'll trust that default system. That default system which lies within each and every one of us. And thank God we have it. It saves us from so much anxiety and overthinking. It helps us to wake up in the morning to do what we do, to get to work, and even at times just to get to church. But next week, as we do that, and we step into a beautifully renovated church, I hope that even then, the default system that got you there is paused. And we have an opportunity to think twice and to remember the type of God that we praise, the type of God that we worship, the type of God that we adore, and that we are all in some way, shape, or form just lifted up by the God who comes so low to us, and every day he comes and every day he will come in that beautiful church that has been St. Patrick. Jesus gives a parable today about seating, but it's really not about how and where to sit. But rather, Jesus is tapping into the default system of human beings. And he's sharing with them another way. He's inviting them to think again about how they sit and where. But more than that, how they live and how they are. This parable today is all about humility. It's about being low so as to be raised up. The Christian writer and scholar C.S. Lewis said that humility is not thinking less of oneself. Psychotics do that, neurotics. Humility is thinking of oneself less, which means there's something else to think of than ourself. And for the Christian, there's someone else to think of. And how beautiful it is, over and over again, to be able to think of him, to be able to hear his word, his way of life, what he did and how he taught, how he loved, how he related with others. And over again, we see that the person of Jesus Christ is relating in a particular way. He is unafraid, though God, to be humbled, so as to continually raise up and lift up, to make new, and to come to the aid of all. And he invites us to such a way of life. He invites us to be part of that great work. Not just to be human beings by default, but to be Christians by choice. Recipients of grace as men and women chosen by God, taught by him, formed by him, shown by him how to love, how to live, not in an ordinary way, but in his way, to be able to see how he sees, to think how he thinks, and to love in the way that he loves. And this, my friends, is what he is inviting over and over again. And he has shown himself to do his best work on those who receive him, on those who are humble enough to get to know him, to welcome him, so that our sitting and kneeling, how we relate, our place in life, our place here or there, and indeed everywhere, can be a manifestation of him. And Jesus continues to be on the lookout for men and women who can welcome him, so as to be him and so as to be lifted up with him. And that is a beautiful work. The work of this renovation project has been a work not just to make St. Patrick's beautiful, but to remind all of us as the people of St. Patrick Church of just how beautiful God is, of how good he is, that he would make himself so low so as to raise all of us up. Today, we thank God for all who have enabled this work. We thank God for all of those who have labored. And as we begin this new month, as we get ready for a new week, let us continue to thank God, to give him praise, and to be on the lookout for what he wants to do.